Our assignment for this week was to bring a thought about springtime and also a verse or a passage that goes along with it. And one thing that I really appreciate is seeing the green grass and everything, all the trees getting buds on them. And it's just really nice to go through the woods and see the red buds and all the beautiful trees and flowers. And I got the first verse of a song that goes along with that. My God, I thank thee who has made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light. So many glorious things are here, noble and right.
I really like spring because it's a time of new life and you can see the plants coming back to life and more animals coming out. And I got a verse that, or a passage that kind of goes along with that in Psalm 103 and the Septuagint. King David's kind of talking about all the mountains and all of God's creation. And in verse 24, he says, O Lord, your work shall be magnified greatly. You made all things in wisdom, and the earth was filled with your creation. And that's kind of a reminder that there is a good God, even when a lot of the world's just kind of a mess. You can see the beauty of God's creation and the things around us.
I got the first verse in the Septuagint of Psalm 18. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows the creation of his hands. And I was thinking spring is a really neat time. The skies, they give us sun and quickly changes to rain and whatever we need and sunsets and sunrises. And it's just, you know, kind of like what Micah said, it's really telling of how powerful God is.
I like spring because to me it seems like the whole earth is just waking up and praising God, and it seems like everybody's rejoicing and it's a real nice time. I found a beautiful verse about spring here in Song of Solomon 2:11-12. For behold, the winter is past and the rain is gone. It has departed. The flowers are seen in the land. The time of pruning has arrived. The voice of the dove is heard in our land.
One verse that came to mind for me, the same one as Jaden there, the heavens declare the, maybe I'll read it. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows the creation of his hand. And that's a blessing to see the sky. And there were some nice sunsets this week that I was seeing. And it's just a blessing. How we can glorify God. The springtime and the grass and the trees, it's just a blessing. You can see the creation of God and glorify Him. It's just a blessing.
And Psalms 103, verse 14. You are he who causes grass to grow for the cattle, and the grain plants for the service of man, to bring forth bread from the earth. And spring's a nice time of year because the grass is gone and flowers in the trees are popping out, and you can see that God's creation, how beautiful it is, and glorify him.
One thing that I really like about springtime is the fields getting green and seeing how happy the cows are as they're getting fattened up on the grass. And here in Genesis,
Genesis 1:30. I also give every green plant as food for all the wild animals of the earth, for all the birds of heaven, and for everything that creeps on the earth, in which is the breath of life. And it's nice that from the beginning, God planned that all the animals can have something good to eat, and the spring is just waking up and new things are growing.
Song of Solomon 2:12. The time of the singing of birds has come. I'm thankful for the changing seasons because God did it for us. Whenever I see nature, it reminds me of this verse. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.